Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at kxnt.com. Here's Alan Stock.
While the world set a global record for confirmed coronavirus infections, the United States, as of Sunday, recorded fewer than 50,000 new cases for the first time in 4 days. In Clark County, we've seen over 18,440 cases with a death rate approaching 450. Meanwhile, the nation's unemployment level dropped to 11.1% in June as employers added 4.8 million jobs. Nearly 8 million jobs have been restored over the past 2 months. Now, what is it that connects these two issues? It's the disdain for Donald Trump and the desire to exploit any crisis for political gain. Trump foe Joe Biden, who is the presumed presidential nominee for the Democrats, declared, quote, "Make no mistake, we're still in a deep, deep job hole because Donald Trump so badly bungled the response to the coronavirus and now has basically given up on responding at all," end of quote. He added, quote, "Many of the jobs that have now come back should have never been lost in the first place. It's only going to get harder from here, though," end of quote. Let's look at some past words from Biden and others about either one of these crises. Joe Biden infamously said, quote, "Because of the COVID crisis, I think people are realizing, my Lord, look at what is possible. Look at the institutional changes we can make. And if I sound like I'm excited, I am," end of quote. Biden went on to add that his excitement included what might not have been achievable, particularly on the issue of climate change. The glee of having a crisis that could be exploited for political purposes did not get past former Secretary of State Hillary Rodham Clinton, a twice-failed presidential candidate. She infamously told Joe Biden that the coronavirus pandemic would, quote, "be a terrible crisis to waste," end of quote. Thus, she confirmed the Democrats' political agenda. After the president had declared a restriction of travel from China to the U.S. back in January, Nancy Pelosi infamously came forward on February 24th to urge Americans to join her at a mass gathering in San Francisco's Chinatown to shop and eat. She said, quote, "We just want everybody not to be afraid to come to Chinatown. Everything is fine. All is well," end of quote. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez infamously suggested using any coronavirus relief legislation to include slavery-related reparations. She was ecstatic when the price of oil futures collapsed catastrophically. Her joyous response was, quote, "You absolutely love to see it," end of quote. In June of 2018, the HBO mouthpiece of the Democrat Party, Bill Maher, expressed hope for a crashing economy. He said, "Sorry if it hurts people, but rooting for a recession is a prevention measure to losing democracy." He actually said, quote, "I feel like the bottom has to fall out at some point, and by the way, I'm hoping for it," end of quote. For the most partisan, every crisis is an opportunity to push political agendas. But the crisis the pandemic coronavirus has taken, the untold number of lives that has added to the crisis, and the subsequent economic collapse that devastated economies across the globe has been a welcome political opportunity to some. There was a point when people came together in a time of crisis, regardless of their political registration or philosophic point of view. People forged ahead together to overcome the obstacles that stood in our way of preserving American greatness. Today, there are those who would deny that America was ever great and that we should welcome catastrophes to change the political landscape. To those who cherish the American dream, we must say, don't let those opportunists get their way. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.